nearly all of the models show an increase in winter precipitation for Colorado. We see that bump also in the Central Mountains. That's a function of the average storm getting wetter, a warmer atmosphere holding more moisture. But on an annual basis, that winter bump seems to be balanced out by the potential for less precipitation in the other seasons.
So here in the Roaring Fork Valley, we've got quite the range from the upper valley with Aspen and then all the way down through Glenwood Springs and even beyond down to Rifle. A lot of very different ecosystems all along the way. Is it fair to say then that there could be warmer, wetter storms, maybe even, dare I say it, more rain in the winter, or just that it could be right on that edge between snow and rain in the upper valley?
That's a great point. And we do expect, with temperatures getting warmer throughout the year, including the winters, that where you've got storms now that are on that brink between rain and snow, either because of the time of year, it's in the fall or the spring, or because it's at a lower elevation, like Rifle compared to Aspen, those would be the events that in 20, 30, 40 years, we would expect more of the precipitation to fall as rain than snow. So thinking about, you know, where those impacts be most likely to occur, it would be, you know, more in the valleys and more in the shoulder seasons, the spring and the fall, and then your higher elevations and then all the precipitation falling in midwinter would be most likely to remain falling as snow.
Could it be that here in the valley we'll be relatively protected compared to other parts of the state, say the Front Range?
No, because all of the parts, different parts of the state, are primarily getting their water supply from snowmelt that is being generated by snow falling above 9,000 to 10,000 feet. So we're all kind of in the same boat. So a warming climate is going to sort of pick away at the edges of our snowpack, you know, make it more likely that snow that fell in this fall and spring will tend to fall as rain. Also, the warming will tend to make it more likely that snow sitting on the ground throughout the winter will sublimate, that is, turn to water vapor and disappear back into the atmosphere, which already takes a good fraction of our snowpack on sunny, windy days.
Jeff Lucas, thanks for taking the time to talk.
You're very welcome, Elise. My pleasure.